What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. I hope y'all are having an amazing day, and I hope your week has been off to a great start. We are here at Fun Friday, and y'all, today is Friday, January 16th, 2026. I'm so glad that you all are rocking with us. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And family, today, I hope that you just give yourself time. Give yourself time to breathe. Give yourself time to rest. Give yourself time to relax, because we need it, y'all. We really, really need it. And one thing we always talk about here on the show is we always start off with what we had for dinner last night, right? Last night over here on this side, we had a little bit of Chipotle because had to move around, had to leave work and then go back to work. And ultimately, we stopped. And we got a little bit of Chipotle, as my homeboy Buzo calls it. But a little Chipotle to, you know, give us something to move in the groove with last night. I don't know if y'all have tried the barbacoa bowl, but it's pretty cool. It's a cool situation. So had that last night with my family. We sat down, did a little family dinner situation over there at Chipotle. And then we came to the house, and then it was time to lay the kiddos to bed. So grateful for that. And also, y'all, this week has really been one of those weeks that I've really felt like I've been on. I don't know if anybody else feels like that today, but like it's one of those weeks to where you're like, you're rolling, you're moving, you're grooving. You're like, man, I'm accomplishing a lot. I feel great. And things are really moving in a positive direction. If you feel me, comment something down in the chat. But y'all, I want you just to be encouraged and to know that you got to keep on going, right? Don't want to burn yourself out. Don't want to try to overextend yourself, but you got to just keep on going, okay? Keep on going. Stay with your hand down on the plow and stay just like, yeah, you've been consistent. Yeah, you've missed a day here or there, but just keep on pushing through, all right? Just keep on pushing through. But now we're about to go ahead and transition into our Straight From The Source segment. And Straight From The Source, this is your first time tapping in. This is where we dive into that empowerment part of our show, because we like to empower, we like to educate, and we love to entertain, all right? But this is the part to where we want to empower you. You want to lift you up and give you something to where you can press through and to where you really can continue to push throughout your week, weekend, day, whatever it is. This is just to give you a little bit of light through your week and helping you to make it to the end of the tunnel. So today, for Straight From The Source, we have a clip from the one and only Dr. Tony Evans. So let's see what he has to say here today. First, we got to unmute the clip. All right, so here we go, y'all. Straight From The Source, Dr. Tony Evans.
Did you know you're a citizen of heaven? Your homeland is not earth. You are visiting here. You passing through this neighborhood. Your homeland is heaven. But if you forget your homeland is heaven, you're going to become too attached to earth. From the human standpoint, I know we're citizens of this country. But your ultimate allegiance is as a citizen of heaven. You and I are supposed to be a colony of heaven, so that the values of heaven influence us, guide us, govern us. Once you came to Christ, the kingdom of darkness does not dictate to you anymore. It does not have legitimate authority over you anymore.
That's good. That's good. That's good. And the verse that I wanted to break down here on that text would be right here. It's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, excuse me. And that text goes on and it reads, "Beloved, I urge you as foreigners and strangers to abstain from fleshly lust, which wages war against the soul." That's one version. But I wanted to read this other version as well, to where it's the NLT. It says, "Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from your worldly desires and wage war against your very souls." There's another version that actually refers to us as aliens. And the reason why it refers to us as aliens is because just as if a actual alien, like what we've seen in the past, right? Like a green character with a round head and it's pointed at the bottom. If we were to see something that looked like that on Earth, we would say, That don't belong here, right? That individual, that thing, that subject does not look like the rest of us at all, right? They're tall and different things like that. But that is how you define what an alien is. It's something that are someone that is different from what our normal is. And the Bible is letting us know that as Christians and as believers of Christ, as followers of Christ, we are different from unbelievers, right? Because the apostle Peter even urges believers to abstain from our desires and our passions. But he calls us to live righteously as temporary residents in the world, resisting those worldly temptations. And I even attended a sermon once before by a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Pecluda, and he would always say that we should leave something better than we found it. So if we come to earth, then we should leave earth when God calls us home better than we found earth. How do we do that? By the relationships that we have with people, by the way we treat people. I'm even mentoring two young men. And then as I was speaking to them a few days ago, anytime they tell me that they're dating a young lady or that they're hanging out with a young lady, I always turn and I let them know. I say, hey, make sure that whenever y'all's time is done, if y'all are, you know, if you're not dating no more, or if y'all aren't interested in the young ladies no more, or whatever it might be, make sure you leave them better than you found them. And the reason why is because as Christians and as believers, we should operate differently, right? We should, and as it tells us, it says abstain from fleshly passions. So believers are to actively resist sinful desires, lust, and things that originate from a lower nature, right? Because these are ultimately spiritually destructive. Imagine that if God has called you to go and minister to a young lady and you're a young man, but you've struggled with lust, right? And then you give into that desire, then that would make it difficult for you to minister to a young lady or to anybody of the opposite sex, because your mind is going to be cloudy, right? It's not going to be as focused and as locked in. And then even the verse even tells us in verse 12, it talks about honorable conduct. It says, which emphasizes that living good lives among non-believers, they see good deeds and they ultimately will glorify God. So in simple terms, family, what's going on here? Peter is telling the readers that you don't belong here permanently, so don't live like you do. Okay, don't get comfortable here. Stop giving in to sinful and harmful desires, because that's going to hinder you spiritually. But instead, live good and honorable lives so that outsiders will see the God in you, and they ultimately will give our Heavenly Father God praise. All right, family. So with that being straight from the source, I want you today to just be reminded of that. Right. Just like if you were to go over to a friend's house, and then when you came in their house, you would be respectful of their home. You wouldn't just kick your shoes off, and you wouldn't just run and eat food and leave it on the table and create that type of environment or that type of mess or that type of situation. Why? Because you want to respect the house, right? You want them to invite you back over. You want to be on your best behavior. So why should we not operate like that in our day-to-day lives, right? As we move through, as we groove through life, and as we move and progress forward, operate on our best behaviors, leading with God on the front end, okay? So that once again, like the text says, so non-believers will see us and they'll give God praise. Non-believers, so they don't believe in God, but they're going to give God praise. Why? Because they see, they know, and they feel that something is truly different about you. The way that you move, the way you walk, the way that you live. All right, family, that's going to wrap up straight from the source. If you have not tapped in with us, be sure to subscribe to the channel on YouTube, Speak Your Success Media. Just type that in and they'll take you right to the channel. And be sure to leave a comment. Let us know what you thought. If you enjoyed Straight from the Source, if you enjoyed some of our other segments, please let us know so that we can continue to, you know, bring you what you need, what you enjoy, what you like, and what you're rocking with. All right, now I want to go ahead and shift gears. And now I want to hit sports really quick. And then after that, I got some quick content I want to dive into today. And then we're going to get you out and send you on your way. But last night, the Mavericks exploded for 144 in a big offensive night versus the Jazz. Man, shout out to Dallas. They're getting things in place. The Celtics rallied over the Heat 119 to 114. Okay. The Pistons, they topped out the Suns 108 to 105. Even though the Suns were missing their heart and soul, Devin Booker, okay, but Grayson Allen showed up with 33, and the Warriors that they handed it to the Knicks, all right. The Spurs, they upset the Bucks, and then the Hornets 135 over the Lakers. And last night I caught a little bit of a late game. I saw OKC put Kevin Durant and his newfounded team, the Houston Rockets, to rest last night. Okay. Then in NCAA basketball, UConn women, they dominated Villanova 99-50. That's not nothing new. We know how UConn does. They're still locked in as undefeated and the number one team. Sarah Strong, she led with 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 blocks. That's a solid night. And then there also was number 23 Notre Dame. They lost at home to number 9 Louisville. 79-66 as Notre Dame takes their first home loss this season. And then men's college basketball, Purdue pulled out a 79-72 win over Iowa. They came back, right? They came back. That's what I love about seeing a good game and seeing a good comeback story, right? So shout out to them. But family, now I want to shift gears and just get into our content really quick today. And y'all, did you see, let's just actually, we're going to get ready to pull it up. But I want to know if you all happen to see the Cam Newton interview with Lady London. And he said his favorite word is neglected. Cam Newton, neglected is wild. Okay. Did anybody see the Cam Newton and Sister Lady London clip? If you saw that clip, you would already know why I'm laughing. And I'm going to go ahead and play the clip because I wanted to talk about this today with producer Britt. But we're going to go ahead and shift gears right here. And we're going to roll the clip. So here goes nothing.
How would you describe your style in one word? That's an adjective.
Can I use a word that I've already used?
Sure, of course.
Eclectic.
Say it again.
Eclectic.
It's eclectic.
Well, the heavy on the N, because
there's no N in it.
No. It's my word.
Oh, let's unpack this. Okay, got it. Yeah. Sure word.
Eclectic.
Spell it for me.
N-C-L-E-C-T-A.
Okay.
Eclectic.
Eclectic.
Do you want to know what the N stand for?
Niggatry. Am I right?
Okay. So look, Cam Newton has been taking a beating on social media. People have been saying that he's ignorant. People have been saying that he has created words, and people have just been saying like he can't be wrong. But even beyond that, people are saying and talking that the way that he operates and the way that his conversations are with women, it's like he can't be shown up or he can't be corrected. I was talking with producer Britt, and producer Britt was like, "Well, why can't he just accept that he's wrong? Like why couldn't he just say, you're right? Like that's it." And I mean, it really rubbed me, and I was interested to hear. I was like, "Well, I don't know. Why is that for Cam? And is this an issue that we're seeing more? Like, is Cam? We know Cam's not the only one, but is this an issue? And is this an area of opportunity for us to look at as a culture and say, well, wait, one, we can't just be going up out here left and right making up words. That's first." But the second part is, if we are wrong, how do we just own it? And I'm saying that because I too am guilty of, I don't like to be wrong, but even bigger than that, I feel that it's, what's the area? Not that I'm wrong, but I struggle to, at times, I struggle at times to accept feedback in certain areas. That's just, that's something that the Lord is working on me with, and I really do mean that. But when you get to a place to where, like, it's clear as day, you missaid something, you misspoke, do we just, like, how do we move on from that? Like, how do we really move on? But look, I don't want to waste too much time there. I just wanted to bring that up because I'm like, what are y'all's thoughts on the interview with Cam Newton? When Cam is making up the eclectic word, what's y'all's thoughts? Like, was he out of pocket? Is this just who he is? Is this just his character? Or, like, he just got to do better? Like, what are our thoughts? Because I saw Lou Young's skit. And the skit that he did, first of all, Lou Young, okay? Lou Young is so quick with these parodies and with these spoofs and with the skits that he does. He's so quick. And when he does his skit, I'm like, this man is a genius, right? We shout out to Drewski for doing his church skits in the skit streak that Drewski's on. But Lou Young, this Cam Newton and Lady London skit, I was like, oh my goodness. And I don't want to show it because I got some language in it. Threw me off my rocker, okay? I'm like, whoa. Now this is next level wild, okay? Because anyway, but look, y'all, it's still Fun Friday. We still rocking. And we're going to go ahead and mute that so they don't strike us on YouTube. But Michael Irvin, yo, Dallas Cowboy legend Michael Irvin is launching a brand new video podcast, The White House. And it's coming to us January 19th, okay? It's coming to Netflix January 19th. We saw it. We seen it. Now Netflix, they brought on a slew of podcasts. And now the way this is looking, they're not slowing down anytime soon. Shout out to Michael Irvin. Got the video podcast dropping. We've seen Michael Irvin is a whole personality. Michael Irvin, a whole vibe. If you've seen him on the sidelines of the Miami Hurricanes game, okay? BTA, okay? You see him with that belt and you see him tearing up them mascots. I rock with Michael Irvin. His energy and just seeing him just lively, I rock with Michael Irvin. I'm excited to look forward to the podcast. I'm going to tap in. When I saw the documentary about the Cowboys and Jerry Jones, and one of my favorite episodes was the one on Michael Irvin. Get to see some of the backstory and seeing more of his life and more of what took place behind the scenes. They said they called that man the president of the White House. Shout out to Michael Irvin. Love seeing that for you, Mike. And then what else we got? I had like two other things I wanted to cover today. And then this is a feel-good Friday moment, y'all. Feel-good Friday moment real quick right here with the one and only Ryan Coogler. Just wanted to share this because this was cool to me, seeing the respect and the admiration that his professor had for him, and then seeing the way that he pays it forward back to his professor. So y'all, here's our feel good Friday moment as we have the one and only Ryan Coogler and also his professor. Here we go. Bob.
I know you're here with someone special.
Yeah.
I gotta hear the story.
This is Rosemary Graham, an author and a college professor. She was the head of creative writing at my undergraduate school, St. Mary's College in California. In my second semester of my freshman year, I took her class, and the first assignment that she had us do, she read it. She called me into her office hours and suggested that I get in there writing screenplays. It changed my life. We've been friends since.
No, you're here. How did you know he was special?
It was all there in the writing. The assignment was to write about an emotional moment. It was all there. There was very high stakes. It was very cinematic. I look back at the moment because I remember, we remember, my words were, I think you should go to Hollywood and write screenplays. And I had never said that to anyone. I've never said it to another student since. I wouldn't dare.
I enjoy hanging out with her. So it's nice to be here with her. Boy, did her advice changed my life.
How did you know he was special?
It was all there in the writing. The assignment was to write about an emotional moment.
Love to see it. Love to hear it. That's dope, man. That's dope. Because, you know, as educators and as individuals who pour into students and people on a daily basis, like, the question always does become, like, will they remember this? Will they take this insight? I'm pouring into them, you know, blood, sweat, tears. When I was a school teacher at Collegiate Prep Elementary here in Cedar Hill, the thing for me was, man, I'm like going to bat for these students. I'm coming up with assignments. I'm creating lesson plans. And the fact of the matter was, I felt the students didn't care. I felt the students weren't putting in work. But then when you see this years and years and years and years later, you're like, oh, wow. Like, they did listen. Oh, wow. They really took what I shared with them, and it propelled them to a whole nother space and place in life. So shout out to Michael B. Jordan, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to his professor. And just shout out to all the educators out there who are doing great work, who are living and moving in a way that ultimately helps elevate not just the culture, but the community all around us, right? So, y'all, I just wanted to get in today. Wanted to hit on a couple of feel-good Friday moments. Wanted to get a couple of laughs. And I also want to see what y'all think. What do y'all think about Cam Newton, right? What do you feel about the Lady London interview? What are your thoughts there? And I just want to know, man. I want to hear from the people. I've seen what I've seen on social media, but I want to hear what the successors got to say. So, family, we're about to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. But remember, all right, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?